feel-good yard.
Have you ever heard of people putting them in hot water to make skin?
Yeah. I've never done that, but I've heard people talking about taking it off.
Have you ever heard of these great big catfish that swim around some of these dams?
I was going to West Alabama oyster shell years ago, crossing the Alabama River, the middle of the ferry, and two fellas had a big catfish, but had a pole in his gills. I stopped there, lots of boat fish from them, and I pulled in there, and they weighed 125 pounds.
Oh, that's a lot of catfish.
I got a friend, Dr. Hollinger, over there at Camden, and they got a land joined out by the river, and he tell them about they go down there and telephone them. You ever heard of people telephoning the fish?
No.
They shock them. They go over them and they crank that telephone, and they shock them, they'll come to the top.
Really?
Yeah. Sure. He said he had them so big that they come up to the top of the water and go across the water, they wouldn't even tackle them. They're too big to tackle them.
What do you do with a fish that size? Is it any good to eat?
Well, they slice them up and sell them. Yeah, those fish places.
I wonder if it'd be possible for one man to land a catfish that big. Did he say how he caught it?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear him say. I believe he said they had them in a basket.
That's been a mighty big basket.
On a 84, I used to go to Grove Hill to auction sale. And crossing Alabama River down there, before you get to Grove Hill, there's a fellow down there had a fishery. And he's telling about he'd go down to the river every afternoon and bait about 100 gallon glass jugs and put them in the river late in the afternoon. And then at night, the next morning, he'd get on his boat and go down and run them jugs down and get the fish off. That's what he fished.
Is it true that a catfish will bite just about anything?
I imagine it will.
And it helps if it smells bad?
They claim it, worse it smells, better they bite.
Have you ever seen any of this prepared bait called Charlie?
Yeah.
Whew, that stuff rough.
If they bite that, you know they'll bite anything.
That's true. Oh, me. We started off talking about your house. Would you call the room that's used for entertaining guests the living room?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
No.
Have you ever heard people call it the parlor?
Yeah, call it a parlor.
Who would be likely to call it a parlor?
Well, I don't know.
Would it be an older person? Or?
I imagine so.
But it's the same thing.
Yeah.
About how high would you say this room is right here?
We dropped the ceiling down. Yeah. This is a ceiling 12 feet high. In there. This is where we live right here on this porch.
This used to be a porch?
Yeah. The porch went from here all the way around the house.
Huh.
And we made a den out of this porch, and this is where we live.
That's nice. I like that paneling. You don't see too much of that kind of, you know, real paneling anymore. You see a lot of this stuff, you know, you buy in sheets and put up.
When we leave here, we go to the kitchen and eat and then come back here. That's
is that right?